This is Phil Ferrand, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I am not coming in tomorrow unless something goes wrong. but things have been puttering along. We had a couple of days in there where things got a little weird. But, you know, aside from that, everything's kind of settling back down to normal. We actually had back-to-back. Well, not back-to-back. We had a problem one day because a minister account number had gotten deleted. And then a day went by and we were fine. And then we had another problem where someone was able to surface a validation problem that had been in the system since 2006. So that was one of those, yay, great, type thing. But, you know, that stuff happens occasionally, and we got it fixed, and we went forward, and ta-da. So, so that's all, you know, going well. Everything seems to be puttering along. And that settled down and got some good work done this week and had a nice breakfast with a friend slash colleague today. New friend, not new colleague, but new friend. It's been good. It's been good. Everything seems to be going well. Setting them up, knocking them down. I'm reading and reading and reading, trying to get read through, the final read through. I hope to get that finished this weekend. If I can get that finished this weekend, then a little cleanup, a little dress up, figure out what comments I'm going to use from the beta readers. And hopefully next weekend, have all the files uploaded. And put that book to rest, and then the book three, which is Windfall, the Straight Gate. Then hop back on. I'm probably going to take it a little easy, a little bit, maybe. We'll see. We've got Christmas coming up, and I do plan to take a couple of days off for Christmas. But, you know, I'll have my computer with me. And I'll probably just do some reading. Might even do some writing. Because there's always times when I'm up when no one else is. So, you know, I could just sit there. Or I could just start working on getting the next one under control. If you're hearing a couple extra random clicks in the back, I actually have a water bottle that is up in my back window, up in that little flat place in my back window, and sometimes when I go around the corner, it rolls around and makes sound. I need to just get back there and get it. I forget. Oh, I was trying to transport some stuff with my car that I ultimately decided was not going to happen. I gave it the old college try, but it did not happen. After I decided it didn't happen, I didn't actually reach in there and get the stuff back down that was up there. I need to do that at some point. And I will. But maybe not today. Aside from that, everything's puttering along. My wife is really, really, really busy right now. She's got the children's musical is coming up next weekend, this weekend. This weekend, the children's musical is coming, because it is the 10th. The children's musical is coming up this weekend, and then the adult musical is coming up next weekend. Her life is very full right now. We say, hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. Bye, sweetie. Comes and goes. That's it. But all is well. And I have plenty of things to do reading my book, so that's just fine. What else? I think that's about it. There may be a possibility, something new, while the other thing is kind of new, there may be a possibility that a young woman in her 30s is going to be coming living with us for a while. She needs an environment where she can earn money and get to some financial stability. And so we've done that for people in the past, and she seems like a good candidate for that. She seems like she's really making an effort to move her life in a positive direction, so she might be coming along. We were looking around for a car for her, and the Lord, as he whispers, as he does, just whispered to me about something. And so this weekend, we're going to kind of check that out, see how that is. The car that we're thinking of isn't actually starting at this point because it's been sitting for a while. But before it sat for a little while, not too long, it supposedly was running and running well. So we're finding out. It would be a cheap car, might be worth just getting her through to the next level, you know, until she has a chance to build up a few savings and get a car. So it's interesting. We're just watching to see how the Lord's going to work all this out. It's fascinating, 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 fascinating. This week, I was looking around for something to chat about today, and I almost just did a kind of a weekly review and off the top of my head thing. And I could still do that. I'm thinking if that's the right thing to do. You know what? I think I will. I've got some notes prepared, but this morning in my breakfast, I got a chance again to share some things because I was asked a direct question and I answered it. And in the process of answering that, I reminded myself once again what a blessed existence I have had, how privileged my existence has been. This morning I had breakfast with a new friend and a colleague, and as part of that he said, "So tell me about Phil Ferrand. Who's Phil Ferrand?" So I started at the beginning because honestly, you really can't understand me unless you understand where I came from. And I said, well, Phil Ferrand's a missionary kid, grew up in the Philippines. But really, to understand me, you've got to understand my parents. I told him I feel like, and I mentioned this to the young lady who's potentially coming to stay with us. I mentioned this to her on Sunday as we were talking about the possibility that there is, I'm going to move this a little bit because it's not pointing straight at me, and then it's just going to go again. Maybe I'll do this. I said to her, if there was ever a person who was born with a silver spiritual spoon in his mouth, it's me. I lived, I grew up with, I experienced in my formative years the idea that God is an ever-present help, that God is involved in our lives, and that he wishes to communicate with us. And I was telling this to the colleague this morning, and I was telling him about my parents' experiences, which we have gone over some of that, but it, you know, it's been a while. I was telling him about my mom and dad meeting and my dad coming out of the Navy, knowing that he was not going to college, getting up in front of the official who was mustering him out, and the man saying, "Are you going to college, son?" And my dad suddenly hearing himself say, "Yes, sir." When he said, "I had had every intention of saying no." And it shook him so much that he said, "I knew what the next thing I was supposed to say was." And when he asked me, "What kind of college are you going to, son?" He said, "I knew that the next thing I was supposed to say was a theological school, sir." And, you know, that experience, along with a bunch of other experiences, put my dad on a path and set him towards EBI, Eastern Bible Institute. Once he got there, it's where he met my mom, which I am grateful that they met, because I would not be here if they had not met. Met my mom peeling potatoes over the big pot as they were helping fix the food for feeding the students. And he was pretty smitten with my mom. Apparently, all the boys were pretty smitten with my mom. And I can understand why. I have seen a picture of her in her younger days. One thing led to another. You know, I related the stories to my friend this morning of my dad just being my dad, making conversation with my mom after she had been called to Sri Lanka, or Ceylon at that point, and she had no idea even where it was, and so she had to go look it up on a map. And having my dad talking to her in the bookstore, and her saying that she'd been called to be a missionary. And my dad saying, well, I think I'd like to be a missionary. Which, you know, he was just mouthing off. He'll even admit that oh, I was just talking. And my mom saying, well, where would you like to be a missionary to? And my dad remembering that there was a missionary who had come to their church just coincidentally months before and had shown them pictures of Ceylon. Beautiful, beautiful pictures of Ceylon that he remembered. And he said, I think I'd like to go to Ceylon. And mom hadn't told him. Dad said he remembered her jaw dropping open and her saying, I gotta shut down the Bible school. She was working in the bookstore. I have to shut down the bookstore now. She shut down the bookstore and went upstairs to her room. She has told this story over and over, and she knelt down beside her bed and she said, oh Lord, not Bill Ferrand. He walks slow, he talks slow. But romance did bloom. I mean, there was no question in my mom's mind that this was the man she was supposed to marry. And they have and are having a good marriage. They built a marriage together. And I related the stories of my parents pioneering a church up in Boyne City, Michigan, the Lord providing for them. And when it came time, Mom was ready, and she said, what about missions? And Dad said, well, write, get an application, let's fill it out, let's see what they say. So they fill out the application. They send it in. It's not too long later, they get a phone call from the guy who is over that particular area in Sri Lanka, and he says, I had a stack of correspondence that came to my desk, and he said, your letter, your application was there, and right below it was a request from the field of Ceylon for us to send out a young couple who could sing and be on the radio in Ceylon. And my parents sing, and my dad plays the accordion, and they're a nice-looking couple. So I told them about that story. And this, my colleague is a missionary, or has done all the missionary things, and so he was just shaking his head. Wow, he said. And then I told them about the fact that my dad's real shy, and he didn't know he was supposed to itinerate. And so, you know, a couple of months goes by, and the district superintendent sees him at the district council. He says, Bill, how's the itineration going? And my dad says, what itineration? And he said, well, you're supposed to go and raise some funds. And my dad's response is, well, you mean I'm supposed to go around and beg people for money? I can't do that. Now, he's since learned how to do it, but I can't do that. I don't know. And he says, it's okay, Bill. It's okay. We'll take care of it. So they stand him up there and have him sing. And the district official gets up, district superintendent, and he says, now, how many of you think this nice, fine couple needs to go over to Sri Lanka to be on the radio? There's a need for them there, and they just need to, in like 15 minutes, they raise all their support. And I'm telling the missionary this, and he's shaking his head. He's like, what? Telling him about Colton Wickmaratna and how my parents discipled him, my dad discipled him, and what he went on to be, and how even to this day, when you ask my parents, what do you consider to be your greatest success among all the successes they had, among the hundreds of Bible college students that they taught who went out and did great works for God, what do you consider your greatest success? They will immediately say, Colton Wickmaratna. And I was, after I had kind of told those stories and we had visited some more and we had talked about the impact of growing up in a home where I saw the influence of the supernatural often. Told him about the story. Told him about the story of my mom wanting to get the library done, and my dad saying, Alvira, I can't get to that. I've got too much to do. I just can't do it. That library needs to be done, Bill. Well, if you want to do it, you go do it. Okay, I will. I said, how are you going to pay for it? She said, I'll pray the money in. Her coming into the living room, waving a check a couple of weeks later, reading the letter from the pastor. We had a little extra money, and you all came to our minds. I don't know if there's some special project that you're working on. But here's some money. Here's $1,000 for it. Just waving the check. Just prayed it in. I think it was $15,000, something like that. Just prayed it in. Didn't tell anybody. You know, those kind of experiences impact your life. And it's funny because even as I was talking with this colleague and we were talking about all the different things that need to be done technologically and things and this needs to be done and that needs to be done and blah, 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 and yada, yada. He kind of stops at one point. Of course, we could all just pray all the money in. And I just smiled. Yeah, well, maybe. You know, it's fascinating to see all of that. I mean, I don't think God is unhappy at all that we use technology, that we allow it to extend our reach. I don't think he's unhappy at all about that. I think this whole world is set up so that we can just, you know, get the things that, I mean, it's our decisions how we want to move forward. We decide how we want to do things. And I mean, you know, it's fine. If we want to use all this technology, it's fine. There's no, I'm getting my mail, one moment. There is absolutely no, any information. Well, somebody sent me another Google Cardboard, virtual reality cardboard, mini connected. So I have another one now. So I don't think God at all minds any of that stuff. It's fine. But that doesn't mean that God is necessarily restricted to all of those things. And God has other ways to get things done. So he doesn't necessarily need all our technology. If we want to use it, he'll smile and say, good job. Much like a kid scribbling with their crayons, not holding them right, all that kind of stuff. We as parents, good job, that's beautiful. You did it to the best of your ability? Great. But there are other abilities out there. There are other ways of approaching things. I'm backing into my garage. There are other ways to approach things. And sometimes we get all occupied with some of these things when in fact we are not doing things in the type of way that maybe is available to us if we would give it a chance. I know certainly in my life I've mentioned this plenty of times, but I am very interested before I die to see the supernatural at work in a much larger, substantial way. I am grateful every day for the whispers, for the guidance, for the help, for the thoughts that come into my mind, and then things just work out. And when they work out over and 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 again, you begin to see a pattern. But there is more. And it was fun to be reminded of that today. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.